You don't have to look far to begin to see how much food is wasted in our country. In our kitchens, we regularly overcook and dispose of good but uneaten food. Go to a restaurant, each table cleared usually has perfectly good food that's about to go in the garbage. The problem is much bigger. We rarely think of or discuss the amount of food wasted in its production, its delivery. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature during Morning Edition on 89.1 WEMU. And our topic today is food waste in the context of agricultural efficiency and productivity. Our guest this morning is Dr. Catherine Badgley, and Dr. Badgley is a professor in the University of Michigan's Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology. Good morning, and welcome back to WEMU.
Thank you very much for having me, David.
I was surprised to read that in a 2011 study, the estimate total of global food loss is at about one-third, or 1.3 billion tons of food per year. Can that actually be right?
It's remarkable, isn't it? Yes, that is correct. We grow an estimated 4,600 calories per person per day. That's an astonishing amount. And that's what we grow in the on farms, and yet less than half of these calories are actually available for human consumption.
So where in the process are the greatest numbers of food loss occurring?
There are three places where waste and loss are particularly acute. The first place is that we are feeding about a third of these calories worldwide to livestock animals. And this is a misuse of very high-quality food resources that could, if put to different uses, actually feed all of the world's undernourished people and solve the problem of world hunger right away.
Now, I assume there is some good reasoning behind feeding these grains and other foods to cattle.
It's an efficient part of our current food system, especially when animals are raised in confinement. But these efficiencies are very much attached to the subsidies that we give to the raising of grain and indirectly to the rearing of livestock. And in fact, it's as well as being an animal welfare problem, it's also producing a quality of livestock food, animal food, that is not as healthy as food that is fed raised on pasture. So that represents a viable alternative for the livestock that are currently raised in confinement.
All right. And the other two issues?
The second issue is the losses from the farm to the table of food that is originally destined for human consumption. In the United States, this amounts to about 1,400 calories per person per day. Now, some of this food is lost in processing and distribution and transportation, and some of it is lost in household uses, and that is another area that represents a resource that could be put to better use. And the third aspect of waste is the fact that the food that is discarded, what you mentioned in the beginning, food discarded from our homes, from restaurants, and from stores, is going into landfills or into our sewage treatment facilities rather than being recovered in some way as a very high-quality fertilizer or potentially food to be fed to animals. So if we could actually deal with all three of these major sources of waste in ways that could make our system much more sustainable.
What are the barriers to doing something about it right now?
Well, I think the main barrier is that we're just not aware of the magnitude of this problem and therefore the magnitude of how much this could make our system much more sustainable. So I have three ideas about how we could begin to tackle this, and they're at three different levels of our society. One is at the household level, we could just be more careful with household consumption. So for example, before going to the grocery store, if we just took stock of what we already have quite thoroughly, we could avoid duplication and we could plan our menus better so that we're actually making better use of the food that we buy. The second is for food that does need to be discarded, we could be creating things like neighborhood composting programs. These could involve both households as well as institutions like WEMU or University of Michigan or a restaurants that have much larger amounts of waste, and we could be developing composting programs that would eventually turn what is a discard at this point into a very valuable resource that could also be used locally. And then the third issue is really more systemic, and that is more at the scale of the Farm Bill. How can we create incentives to reduce waste at its origins? So can we, for example, reduce the subsidies to grains so that there's not such a profit in feeding cheap grains to livestock, and rather there are better incentives to be raising livestock animals on pasture? And are there also incentives within the Farm Bill to help tackle waste in some of these more institutional and urban contexts, such that we could have incentives for starting, for example, neighborhood composting programs?
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, and our guest this morning is Dr. Catherine Badgley. And Dr. Badgley is a professor in the University of Michigan's Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology. We've been talking about food waste and now some ideas about how to improve upon our food system. Sometime back on this program, you were on this very show to discuss your belief that organic agriculture can feed the world. That was in November of 2010. You still feel that way today?
Oh, yes. I think that organic has great potential. And in fact, we see small steps in this direction in many parts of the world, including Michigan. Interestingly, Michigan has just started in the last decade to increase the number of farms rather than decrease the number, a tendency that had been sliding in that direction for many decades. And this increase in farms in Michigan is mostly in the area of very small farms. That is small by industrial scales, 100 acres or less. And many of these small farm efforts are organic and other forms of sustainable agriculture, which are trying to provide all manner of organically raised plant and animal products, mostly for local consumption. So this is just one of the ways in which organic is actually growing, even in our own state.
And the reason I asked in context of today's conversation is because of the things you've just pointed out, can organic farming and food production improve the sustainability of the food system and kind of help eliminate some of the waste?
I think it can, and I think one of the ways in which it can is maybe one that would not be intuitively obvious to everyone. One of the characteristics of our current food system in the United States is that it's remarkably cheap. We spend less of our disposable household income on food in the U.S. than in any other developed country. And organic is not as cheap as the typical food that we buy at our grocery store, that comes through the industrial food system. And that's partly because organic doesn't receive very many subsidies, and so it's really paying its way. Now, if we devoted ourselves to buying food that was more expensive because it is paying its way, then we would also, I think, come to value that resource more. We'd be reluctant to dispose of it and discard it and waste it as much as we are currently doing, not just within our households, but within restaurants and food stores. So I think if our food costs more, which organic would require, then we would actually have great financial incentives throughout the system, from the household scale to the distribution scale
to be better stewards of the food. Well, even some of our small independent growers end up getting pressure from mega ag companies and chemical companies like Monsanto. These companies are wealthy, powerful, have strong ties to Washington. Are politics another barrier to a more productive, efficient, and less wasteful system?
Oh, the politics have been a barrier for quite a long time. And that's not going to change. And that means that we as individuals and organizations, members of organizations, we need to be thinking about how our views can be well argued and how they can be both based on scientific research as well as basic principles of social justice, so that when we have a chance to talk with politicians, such as our own Senator Stabenow, who sits on the Agriculture Committee, about reforms to the Farm Bill that are going to be not only for the good of the environment, but that are going to be for the good of the people, we can bring up a number of these arguments and make a very forceful case for why the nature of our food system needs to change from the top down as well as from the bottom up.
And that's what we've talked about today, that the real changes are going to start at home. So today, if we're going to do anything to improve the egregious amount of wasted food that we have, you start in your own kitchen.
Yes. Start with yourself, but then work together with other people through organizations, through our political system, and we can definitely make great improvements in our quality of life and in the food system overall.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
That is Dr. Catherine Badgley, a professor in the University of Michigan's Department of Ecology and Evolutionary Biology. I'm David Fair. You've been listening to another installment of Issues of the Environment, a cooperative effort of the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division and the News Department at 89.1 WEMU.